It's up to the U.S. Forest Service to review and eventually make a decision on the interties environmental impact statement, but the document itself is being prepared by a consulting firm called Tetra Tech, which is working on behalf of the project proponents. They include the Southeast Conference, a group of community and business leaders in the region, as well as the Southeast Alaska Power Agency, which supplies hydroelectric power to Petersburg, Wrangell, and Ketchikan. The study has been in the works for a few years, and a draft had been expected out this spring. Now it will be September at the earliest, according to the Forest Service's Tom Parker.
Right now, things are still a little bit in flux. In 2010, the notice of intent for this project for the intertie was initiated. They did a bunch of field work in 2011-2012, and they have supplied the Forest Service with some preliminary review of some documents. We have taken those documents back to them and have asked for them to kind of reconsider some things.
The electrical intertie and the road could very well end up following the same route, but they are being studied as two separate projects, with two different federal agencies making the final decision on what actually gets approved. The Alaska Department of Transportation proposed the road for maintenance on the power line as well as for travel, but the Federal Highway Administration is in charge of the environmental impact statement, and the project is now called Cake Access. Federal Highway's Mike Trefalis was on the line from Vancouver, Washington.
What the access needs are of CAKE, and once we have a firm understanding of those access issues, then our plan is to construct what's referred to as a draft purpose and need document and develop a preliminary range of alternatives with initial screening criteria. And before we move forward on any of that, our intent and requirement is to take that out for public review and comment.
Trefalis was hopeful that would happen in the next month or so. He did not expect the draft EIS for the Access Project to come out until the late fall of 2014 or early winter 2015. Last year, the state legislature approved $40 million for about 50 miles of one-lane gravel road across northern Kuprinoff Island. The appropriation did not include money for the one or two ferry crossings required to complete the connection to Petersburg. However, it looks like it may have to be an all-or-nothing choice for the state. According to Trefalis, a partial transportation link between the two towns will not meet federal muster.
Our alternatives are looking at the full build-out for the access. I mean, it's not going to fulfill the purpose and need if the road is constructed at a cake to Duncan Canal and stops. That's not going to fulfill the federal action, and that wouldn't be allowed.
According to Trefalis, the Federal Highways EIS will consider the need, impacts, and costs of several options for improved transportation to and from CAKE, including more ferry service as well as various routes for a road. A couple of those same routes are also under consideration for the electrical intertie. State officials have long pushed for one option called the Northern Route. It's controversial because it could result in a road, parking lot, and ferry terminal in the heart of the small, roadless city of Kuprinoff. The power line would also run through Kuprinoff and under or over Petersburg Creek, a prized recreation area. Municipal leaders in both Petersburg and Kuprinoff have long expressed support for an electrical intertie to CAKE. However, both communities have come out against a Petersburg Creek crossing, and Kuprinoff has consistently opposed a route through its community for a road. Those are some of the issues that prompted the local meeting, which was chaired by Petersburg Borough Assembly member Cindy Lagadakis.
The meeting was an outgrowth of some concerns that were raised at the Petersburg Borough Assembly meeting about both projects and how they fit or did not fit together. And we wanted to invite the community, the various entities from CAKE, to see if there was some commonality between our concerns and issues and yours, that we could make a consolidated response to these planning processes.
Lagadakis was responding to questions from CAKE Mayor Henrich Kadake. The meeting was advertised to the public, but Kadake was concerned that some of the intertie supporters, like the Southeast Conference and the Inside Passage Electric Cooperative, had not been specifically invited. He attended by phone, but said he would prefer more notice next time so he could be there in person.
I'd like to come to Petersburg and face everybody face to face and talk about our project. I hate talking about something over the telephone when I can. I like to see people. I like to talk to people straight, face to face, and not have to do it over a telephone.
I'll share that with our mayor, and we'll do our best to make that opportunity.
Kadaik reaffirmed that the electrical intertie was the town's top priority, but he also wanted to correct what he saw as a misperception of his position on the road. When the legislature approved road funding in April of last year, Kadaik said in a radio interview that it would benefit his community, but he also said at the time that he and most of his council were not pushing the road very hard because they did not want it to interfere with the intertie. At this recent meeting, Kadaik emphasized that the road was still a big priority.
It's part of our plans for the future. We want to be able to access and get freight in and out of Cake a hell of a lot cheaper than we are right now, and a lot of things that benefit from this road besides the intertie. So I just really feel bad because they use the, it's not the first time I heard they said I didn't think the road access was a priority, but it is. It's right on our tail of the intertie.
The intertie connection to hydropower is aimed at providing economic relief for Cake, which continues to struggle with the much higher cost of diesel generation. No one challenged Cake's need for cheaper power. Kupernoff resident Joe Sebastian said he wanted to see Cake get everything it needed and wanted to have a prosperous future.
But by the same token, I don't feel that our community of Kupernoff should be destroyed at the cost of you guys, you know, getting ahead. We shouldn't have to be the fall guys in this deal. I'm very supportive of your community's success for this power line and the road option, if one can be found that doesn't destroy Kupernoff. And I would think that should be an important part of your considerations.
Sebastian suggested the communities should support an option known as the Center-South Route, which would completely avoid the city of Kupernoff and Petersburg Creek, but there would be an additional water crossing over Duncan Canal, which is one reason state officials have said they prefer the northern route. Cake has not yet expressed a formal position on the route for the road or power line. Speaking by phone, Cake City Manager Rudy Bean emphasized that his community definitely does not want to hurt the city of Kupernoff in this process.
You know, we just want cheaper energy on this side, and I don't know what your kilowatt hour over there is, but it's pretty high on this side, and that's our biggest goal right now, is just to lower our energy.
There was no clear consensus among all the attendees. Several people on the Petersburg-Kupernoff end, though, were ready to endorse the Center-South route, but they didn't end up taking a formal vote. Kupernoff City Councilor Dave Beebe and Petersburg Assembly Member Lagodakis agreed that it would be a good idea to wait for more information before trying to come up with a joint position on the projects.
My feeling was this was the beginning. This was just to initiate a process to see if there was a prospect for the borough and the city of Kupernoff to come on the same page.
I agree. And I don't know that we would have to develop that today.
Yes.
I would like to see
same.
That we have more information about
Absolutely. The
projects and the costs and be mm-hmm. able to put together a well-reasoned response that mm-hmm. that stood up to, you know, some poking and some criticism.
They agreed to tentatively schedule another joint meeting sometime in August, depending on when additional information comes out on the Cake Access Project. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.